So we're going to continue in the sugya of Shemitah, but we're going to talk about Shemitah's Ksafim, the canceling of loans, and a machlokas that is relevant for the next, 5 days or so, until Rosh Hashanah, about Prosbul. So Shemitah's Ksafim, as we mentioned, the first year of Shemitah is one of the Torah commandments regarding Shemitah, that loans are canceled in the Shemitah year. It's a mitzvah asay to cancel the loan, to be shamot, and there's also a Isra Lav, a prohibition of lo yigos, to not pursue the loan. It's usher to go and pursue that loan after Shemitah cancels the loan. If you have the Chumashim, open up to Dvarim, Perek Tezvav, chapter 15, Sukkim Aleph through Gimel, 1 through 3. And really, everything we're going to say is going to be darshan from the Sukkim here in Dvarim, Perek Tezvav. Okay. The pasuk there says, "You're there." Okay. Here, the chumash. Here, right here. There's a chumash right here, and open up to Dvarim Tesvav, 15. So these three psukim are pretty much what the Torah says about Shemitah's Ksafim, canceling of loans. Let's see. Miket Shavashanim Tasa Shemitah. Miket, we're going to leave that untranslated for now, but at some point in the seventh year, you should have Shemitah. V'zeh davar ha-Shemitah, Shamot, kol bal, maseh yado, asher yaseh, yasheh b'reyehu, lo yigos es reyehu, v'yasachiv, kikra Shemitah la-Hashem. This is the matter of Shemitah. You should cancel anything that is loaned. If you have a loan in something against your friend, do not pursue it against your friend or your brother, because Hashem has called, because or when Hashem has called, we have called this a Shemitah for Hashem. Es hanachri tigos asher yelecha, es achicha tishmer yadecha, but for non-Jew, you're allowed to pursue the loan. So this is Sayyid al-Halacha by the Rambam in Hilchos Shemitah and Perek Tes, that it's mitzvah asay and mitzvah los asay, it's a positive mitzvah to cancel a loan, and it's a negative commandment to pursue a loan that has been canceled by Shemitah. The Sefer Achinuch in the Mitzvahs Aseh, the Mitzvahs Lo Aseh, in Taf Ayin Hey, and Taf Ayin Zion, writes that a one who pressures somebody to pay a loan that Shemitah has canceled violates both at the same time. You violate a positive commandment and a negative commandment in the same action. And nowadays, we don't have Yovel, as we've discussed. We don't count the 50th year. And that leads to a machlokes rishonim whether the Shemitah's Ksafim, the canceling of loans, is d'oraisa or d'rabanan. And the Shulchan Aruch paskens in Choshen Mishpat and Samach Zayin that the canceling of loans is d'rabanan nowadays and not a Torah command. In Chutz La'aretz, it was also observed outside of Israel as a d'rabanan. So the Gemara in Erchin and Daf Chavches and the Rambam in Hilchos Shemitah and Perek Tes and the Shulchan Aruch there in Siman Samach Zayin, at the end of Siman Samach Zayin, all write that Shvius cancels loans at the end of Shemitah. I mean, not when Erev Rosh Hashanah now, but it's a cancel loan Erev Rosh Hashanah next year, a year from now, at the end of Shemitah, is when the loan that somebody owes you is going to be canceled. Why? Because it says, Miketz Shevashanim Tasa Shemitah. Miketz is, Ketz means the end of something. How do we know that? The Sifri writes in Parshas Re'eh, and the Rambam and the Smag make a hekesh to Hakel. What's the mitzvah of Hakel? Also, at the end of Shemitah, they take out the Torah in the Beis HaMikdash, and they have all seven. They read parts of the Torah, and we'll talk about that next year, around this time, by Sukkos. And it says there, Miketz Sheva Shanim, B'moed Shnasa Shemitah V'chag HaSukkos. At the end of Shemitah, on Sukkos, they'll take out the Torah and have the whole Hakel summer in the Beis HaMikdash. So there, it obviously means the end of Shemitah, Miketz. After Shemitah, you do this. So here as well, when it says Miketz, Ketz means the end of Shemitah is when the loan is canceled. And even if you lend during the Shemitah year, the loan is in existence all Shemitah, and at the Shkia of Rosh Hashanah, the loan is canceled. I mean, even if I lent money this year, when Shemitah comes, it will still be canceled at the end of Shemitah, at the end of this year. So that's Shemitah Ksafim in a nutshell. We're good so far? Good. So this leads to a bit of a machlokas. Any loan that you hold on to, and you do not hand over to Beis Din to take care of that loan, will be canceled at the end of Shemitah. So therefore, and we do not have time to go into all the mechanics of the Prosbul, which we're going to talk about right now, Chazal and Hillel were Mesakin, they established a Prosbul, which essentially a person makes a declaration, writes a document, that hands over the right to collect a loan to a Beis Din. And you, the person who formally received the loan, become as if the messenger of Beis Din. And if Beis Din owns the loan, and you don't own the loan, well then the halacha is Shemitah doesn't cancel the loan. That's how a principle works. So essentially you're passing it off to somebody else, and you are allowed to collect the loan on behalf of Beis Din. Again, we're not going to get into the mechanics of why that works and how it works and how Hillel was allowed to do that. That's not for tonight. But we all are going to agree that there's such a thing called prosbul that saves you from losing a loan that you are owed. We agree to this? Good. Not controversial. I mean, it is controversial, but for now it's not controversial. The Tosefta in Shvius says that a prosbul should be written Erev Rosh Hashanah of Shemitah. But most Rishonim don't cite this Tosefta. Most Rishonim say that our Gemaras clearly say that the prosbul should be written at the end, when Shemitah cancels the loan at the end. And therefore, according to the halacha, most people write a prosbul, not now Erev Rosh Hashanah, they'll write a prosbul next Erev Rosh Hashanah. If anybody owes you any money at all, whether and you want to collect it the following year, whether it's $5 or $5,000 or $500,000, if somebody owes you money, and you don't want Shemitah to cancel that loan, well then you got to write a prosbul to take care of it in some form, whatever your business may be. So they agree that it should be done then. And therefore it would seem that a person can collect loans during the entirety of Shvius and write a prosbul at the very end. And that will be fine and not at the beginning. So
Yeah.
Well, did you expect the person to give it back to you?
Yeah.
Well, then that's a loan. That's a loan. That's a loan. So the Beis Yosef from Yosef Kara writes here in our Siman, and he cites the Rush, which we're going to discuss the Rush in just a moment, who says that the Tosefta holds that the Prosbul is written Erev Shvius, and he concludes the halacha is not like the Rush. And he also cites the Tshuvos that are Miuchasos, that are attributed to the Ramban, in Siman Tzadiches, who cites the Bala Itzer, who says that the Tosefta, that the Rush quotes, is incorrect, and that's not our Girsa, and this is the sheet of the Girsa of the Rash, and the Tshuvos HaRashba, and the Rambam Hilchos Shemitah Perek Tes says that the Prosbul is written at the end of Shemitah, not this week, and the Beis Yosef concludes that the Minag Pashat, the Minag in Eretz Yisrael, was always to write the Prosbul next Erev Rosh Hashanah, not this Rosh Hashanah, and surrounding communities as well. And this is the minhag of the Mari Beirav and other Rabbanim and other poskim. And this is Side Lahalachim Lashulchan Aruch and Siman Samach Zayin in Sif Lamed and Lamed Aleph, that Shvius cancels the loan at the end, and it's mutter to collect the loans all Shemitah year, and whenever it's mutter to collect a loan, you're allowed to write a prosbul. Okay, that's the trade-off here. If there's a time where I'm allowed to collect a loan, then I'm allowed to write a prosbul. Okay, that's the rule. So since I can collect loans all Shemitah long this coming year, therefore I can write a prosbul all this year, and we'll write a prosbul at the end of Shemitah next Erev Rosh Hashanah. And that is the opinion of most Rishonim. Good? However, the Shita of the Rush in Gittin and Perek Dalet, and the Bala Itzer, and the Kafter of Aferach, cited in Rabbeinu Nisim, and Rav Ben Malki Tzedek, and the Tur, the Tur is the son of the Rush, so he's going to go with his father in most cases. Well, they cite a Tosefta. The Tosefta says as follows: Amasai Kosim Prosbul. When do you write a Prosbul? Erev Rosh Hashanah Shal Shvius. Now, Erev Rosh Hashanah Shvius, you should write a Prosbul now for the loan that's going to be canceled next year. That's what the Tosefta says. So they pass on the halacha, like this Girsa, and they say it doesn't contradict the Gemara. They explain as follows. The time to write a prosbul is Erev Shemitah, or before. Now is when you should be writing a prosbul. Now, why can't I write a prosbul during Shemitah? We'll talk about that in a second. But you can't write a prosbul. Not only is this the time, it's forbidden. You're not allowed to write a prosbul after this Rosh Hashanah. The whole year, you're not allowed to write one. It's true that Shvius cancels the loan at the end of the year. The Rush agrees that all loans are canceled next Rosh Hashanah, not now. But because you can't write a prosbul during the Shemitah year, starting from this Rosh Hashanah, you have to do it now. So there's this like year where I can collect a loan, but I can't write a prosbul. And the Kafter of Farach adds that the Prusbel has to remain intact the entire year. Meaning, if I, according to the Rush, if I write a Prusbel right now, I have to keep it in a safe. Because if it gets ruined and it gets ripped up, and then Shemitah comes, and then Shemitah ends, then I have no Prusbel and the loan is canceled. So when I write the Prusbel now, says the Kafter of Farach, I have to protect it to make sure that the piece of paper makes it all the way to the end of when Shemitah is going to again. So what's the reason? The reason is as follows. Look back in the Pasuk. What does the Pasuk say? Miket Sheva Shanim, right? Tasa Shemitah. At the end of 7 years, you're gonna have, there's gonna be Shemitah, right? Vized Davar HaShemitah Shamot, and the Shemitah is gonna cancel the loans. Kol Baal Mashe Yada. Whoever is going to owe you money, so it's gonna cancel. And that's what the Pasuk says. The mitzvahs asay, the positive mitzvah of Shamot, when does that occur? At the end of Shemitah. At the end of Shemitah, the positive mitzvah that the loan is canceled and you let it go, that's when it occurs. At the end of this Shemitah year coming up. And if the borrower chooses to repay the loan himself, then by all means, I'm happy to take your money, right? If Shemitah cancels the loan, let's say I gave you a loan for $5,000, and Shemitah ends, and now loan is canceled, but you feel you want to give me $5,000, by all means, pay me the money, I'm happy to take it. That's fine. But according to the Torah, I get a positive mitzvah if I let it go. Okay? However, regarding the negative commandment, the mitzvah lo saseh of lo yigos, look at the rest of the pasuk. The pasuk says, lo yigos esreyehu v'yasachiv. You may not pursue your friend and your brother. Why? Ki kara Shemitah l'Hashem, because Shemitah has been called out to Hashem. The Rush says, don't read the word ki as because, but read it as when. When may you not pursue your friend anymore for it? When may you not pursue anymore? Ki kara Shemitah l'Hashem. When Shemitah is called in the name of God. Meaning immediately when we declare this Rosh Hashanah that now begins the Shemitah year, then the Isser of Lo Yigos takes effect. The Torah says, you can't demand anymore. Once the Shemitah takes effect, you're not allowed to make any demands anymore, and it's usur for a lender or a beis din. Meaning, I can't now write a piece of paper that says, this money, the $5,000 you owed me, beis din's going to take care of that. Because once the Kedusha of Shemitah begins, I'm no longer allowed to do anything to try to save my loan. And therefore, says the Rush, I'm not allowed to write a Prusbel during Shemitah. Because the Torah says once Shemitah begins, lo yigos, you may not pursue, you may not do anything to get that loan back. And therefore the Rush says, when do you write a Prusbel? Now. Now. Now for a year from now. Because once Shemitah begins now, you're not allowed to do any action to save your loan. There's another proof. Yeah.
So let's say that I do it now.
Yeah.
I need to show it to someone?
No. When you write the Prusbel, you have to bring it to a beis din. There's three people have to sit and they have to approve exactly, you have to approve exactly what it is. 100%, you have to have a witness. So look, let's look in Dvarim Tesvav Tes. Go to another Pasuk. Go to Pasuk Tes. So there in Pasuk Tes, there's another proof for the Rush. What does it say? Hishamer lecha, I warn you. Penya devar im levavcha b'liale mor. Maybe an evil person will say, Karva shnasa sheva shnasa shemitah. Shemitah's coming, right? And you want $5,000 from me. But in my head, what do I think? Oh, no. If I give you $5,000 today, 5 days before Rosh Hashanah, what's going to happen? In 5 days, the loan's going to be canceled, and I'm at $5,000. So what do I say? I'm not giving any money. Shemitah's coming. I'm not lending any money. That's evil. You are doing evil in the eyes of that person who needs your money. By not giving him. This person who's now poor because he doesn't have your money will daven to Hashem and it will be a sin upon you. Why? Because I'm not going to lend because I'm afraid that Shemitah is going to cancel it. So what do we see? We see that right when Shemitah comes, there's a thought in my head that I'm not going to lend money because as soon the time of Shemitah's Kesafim is going to occur, right? I'm afraid I'm not going to give you $5,000 because soon I'm going to be out that money. I'm not going to get it back. This makes sense according to the Rush. Why? Because the lo yigos, the prohibition of going after the loan, doing something to make sure I get my money, happens right away, at the beginning of Shemitah. Because that's what it says, right? Karav Shnasa Shemitah. Shemitah's coming soon. It's around the corner, right? If the Torah wanted to say that I was allowed to pursue a loan during the Shemitah year, it shouldn't say, oh, Shemitah's coming. It should say what? Oh no, Shemitah is ending. That's not what it says. The Torah says, oh no, Shemitah is about to begin. So says the Rush, we see from here that when Shemitah is about to begin, you're not allowed to do things to protect your money, to protect your loan, to get the money back. Right away, it becomes off limits. So this is the Machlokas. Okay? Machlokas we've shown him, the Rush versus almost everybody else. When the proposal has to be written, now, because according to the Rush, once Shemitah starts, I can't do any action to protect my loan. Or no, once Shemitah starts, I can still do an action to protect my loan, and I can write the proposal at the end of Shemitah. So, before we get to the halacha here, I just want to ask one question. What would the Rush say about money that's lent in Shemitah? Would the Rush allow you to write a proposal? No, that's what you would think, right? He says it's either in the beginning, that's it. You can't protect your money once Shemitah starts, right? So here we have a machlokas Rishon, machlokas about the Rush. Right? The Rush is a Rishon. The commentaries on the Rush, they fight about what he says. On the bottom of the Rush and the back of the Gemara is the Korban Nisanal. So the Korban Nisanal says that according to the Rush, even if you lend during Shemitah itself, you cannot write a prosbol. Like Ilan said, once Shemitah starts, you can't write a prosbol to protect your money. And this is the seemingly understanding of the Beis Yosef and the Darkei Moshe. And they understand that the Rush thinks that you cannot write a prosbol during Shemitah, even for a loan that was given out after this Rosh Hashanah. And he's arguing with the Rambam. The Rambam says that a loan given out during Shemitah can be collected during Shemitah all year the way up until the very end. You could also write a prosbol for a loan given out during Shemitah without a problem. Why do they think this? So the Sma on the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Samach Zayin says that everyone agrees that you can write a prosbol anytime you're able to collect the loan, right? If I'm able to collect the loan right now from you, that those $5,000, I can write a prosbol. Everybody agrees to that. That's not controversial. The machlokas is about until what point a person can collect a loan. That's the question. The question is, when am I not allowed to collect money anymore? According to the Rush, during the entire year of Shemitah, you can't collect a loan. And therefore, if I can't collect a loan, I cannot write a prosbol. According to the Rambam, I can collect a loan during Shemitah. And if I can collect a loan, that means I can write a prosbol. Very easy, very clean. The Korban Nisanal then adds another proof. He says, according to the Rush, there's no reason to differentiate, to make a difference between a loan given out Erev Shvius and a loan going out during Shemitah. The Isra of Lo Yigos is the entire year. The fact that I can't pursue my money is all year. And if there was a difference, then the Rush could have had answered the contradiction in the Pesukim, right? The Pasuk, what does the Pasuk say? The Pasuk says, Shamot, you have to let the loan go at the end of the year. So that's speaking maybe about a loan at the end of Shemitah, given out during Shemitah. And the Pasuk of Lo Yigos, not pursuing, is about a loan given out before Shemitah. But that's not what the Rush says. The Rush says that once Shemitah comes, you're not allowed to pursue the loan, and you can't do anything to protect it, no writing of prosbol. So that's choose number one. According to the Korban Nisanal, the Rush says you can't write a prosbol even for a loan given out next year, this coming year. The Bach and the Radbaz, the Korban Nisanal cites the Bach, they understand the Rush differently. They think that only a loan from the sixth year and behind has a prohibition, has an isser of to collect it, of lo yigos, starting at the beginning of the sixth year. Once Shemitah begins, I can't write a prosbol for anything that I lent out before Shemitah started. But for a loan that was given during the seventh year, they say, even the Rush would agree that the prohibition, the Isra of Lo Yigos, of not pursuing the loan, would only kick in at the end of Shemitah. It's like an exception to the rule. If I lend money to you, the $5,000 this year, then Lo Yigos doesn't kick in until the end of Shemitah. And Shemitah would only cancel a loan at the end of the year. And therefore the Rush isn't arguing with the Rambam, and the Bach supports this with Mishnah in Shvius. So let's explain the reasoning for a moment right now. Why does he say that? The Sefer Dinei Shvius HaShalem explains the Bach. There are two times where the lav of lo yigos, of not pursuing something, can fall on a loan. At the beginning of Shemitah, look at the pasuk again. We'll look at the pasuk again. The pasuk says this. At the beginning of Shemitah, there's the time of kikara Shemitah Lashem. When I call that this is the Shemitah year for God, at that moment, I cannot pursue any loans. At the end of Shemitah, then there's miketz sheva shanim tasa Shemitah. At the end of Shemitah, then there's another time where I'm also going to cancel loans. Therefore, a loan from before Shemitah already has the lav, the prohibition of lo yigos, because once I call out that this is the holy Shemitah year, I cannot pursue a loan or write a prosbol, even though the mitzvah saseh of Shemitah only kicks in at the end of Shemitah. But a loan that I gave out this coming year, you came to me the day after Rosh Hashanah and said, I need $5,000, right? So that mitzvah of Shamot only kicks in at the end of Shemitah. Sorry, that loan given out during Shemitah, it never met the Isra of Lo Yigos. Meaning, Lo Yigos, it's like a one-time event. I mean, it's funny. He understands as follows. When Rosh Hashanah is going to kick in a few days, there's going to be an instant of Lo Yigos. At that moment, whatever loan you have automatically is covered by the Isra of pursuing that loan at that split second. But after that moment, exactly, it's a new thing. It's a new thing. Lo Yigos is only for that split second when Rosh Hashanah begins. But after Rosh Hashanah begins, that old Lo Yigos doesn't apply anymore. And therefore, he explains that you can write a prosbol during Shemitah because this is a new type of loan and the Torah is not speaking after that moment occurs. This is, in fact, spelled out by the Tshuva L'Chsam Sofer. And he says that the lav of Lo Yigos is chal at the very moment Shemitah begins on Le'al Rosh Hashanah, ki kra Shemitah L'Hashem. And at the time that Shemitah is called, the Isser is for that moment. But after that split second of Rosh Hashanah begins, so then it's a new loan, it's a new situation, and I can pursue that loan the rest of the year, and I can also write a prosbol if need be. Okay. Now, how do we paskin? How do we paskin? Most of the Rishonim versus the Rush. So, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav in Choshen Mishpat in Hilchos Halva and the Matei Ephraim write the Lechatchila, you should write a prosbol this week. You should write a prosbol before Shemitah in order to satisfy the opinion of the Rush. But if I don't, then you're fine. You can still write it later on. But it would be Lechatchila, best write a prosbol this week in order to fill the sheet of the Rush. The Peas HaShulchan cites the Vilna Gaon, who says that you should be machmer to make a prosbol in Erev Shemitah because of Machlokas HaPoskim regarding the calculations of the Shemitah year. The Halacha follows the Ramah that the prosbol is written at the end of Shemitah, but it's proper to do one Erev Shemitah, says the Vilna Gaon, because maybe this year is not the Shemitah year. Maybe we're off in our math, and maybe last year is the Shemitah year. So that's another reason to it, not just for the Rush, but also because maybe we're off a year in calculating which is the Shemitah year, and we want to make sure that maybe last year wasn't the Shemitah year. Another reason is the Urim V'Tumim. Rav Yonasan Eibishus writes in the Urim V'Tumim, and the Pischei Tshuva in Siman Samach Zayin as well, says that if a person is Yarei V'Chared, meaning V'Chared, a person's very, very religious, very, very religious, you should be machmer to make her prosbol in Erev Shvias, while excluding any loans that may be given during Shvias itself. The Radbaz and the Bach would agree that even the Rush would say you can make a prosbol at the end of Shemitah for those loans. And the Hilchos Shemitah Ksafim Perek Yud Zayin says we see from the Urim V'Tumim that even a person who writes a prosbol at the beginning of Shemitah right now needs to write another one at the end of Shemitah again, because that's the mainstream opinion to write it at the end of Shemitah. Who have followed this opinion? Not small people. The Stipler, in his Karyana di Garzan Chelag Aleph, says that he would make a prosbol in Erev Shemitah, like the Rush, and he felt that it would be a good zechus for Rosh Hashanah. Extra careful zechus for Rosh Hashanah, and he even published an announcement that people should write a prosbol Erev Rosh Hashanah, and Rechaim Kanievsky in the Derech Amunah says the meaning of his father was to make a prosbol Erev Shvias, and he sometimes would do it Baal Peh. He would just orally go to three people and say, you're my Beis Din, here are my loans, here it is, but he wouldn't necessarily write it out. And Rechaim Kanievsky has the same practice as well, in the same way. Rav El Yashuv is quoted a number of Svarim saying that we would write a prosbol on our Shemitah to be machmer for the Rush. He would publicly say this was his opinion, and this is the meaning of his Beis Medrash, and he wasn't careful to have an extra hiddur. He wouldn't have a very fancy prosbol, but a basic simple prosbol he would do before Shemitah. And Rav Moshe Sternbach also says that the main time for a prosbol is at the end of Shemitah, and now is always in the Minhag Yerushalayim, but it's a good thing as well to do at the beginning of Shemitah as well, to be machmer of the Shulchan Aruch Harav, and to have there as well. So you have the stipler, and Rav Yashiv, and Rav Moshe Sternbach, saying that's a good chumrah to write a prosbol right now before Shemitah. The Chazon Ish disagrees. The Chazon Ish is quoted in Derech Hamun, Rechaim Kanievsky, and Rizin Karelitz quotes him as well, that there is no reason to write a prosbol erev Shemitah. At all. You're not gaining anything. Rav Nissen Karelitz says that it doesn't mean the Chazon Ish was necessarily concerned about the opinion of the Rush. The Chazon Ish generally never held any loans. The Chazon Ish didn't care if Shemitah canceled the loans that were owed. Even if the Chazon Ish would write a prosbol, says Nissen Karelitz, he would never collect the loan anyway. He wrote a prosbol just in case. But if somebody came after Shemitah, he would never collect the loan anyway. So he was afraid that he would forget to say Mishamet Ani. He would forget to verbalize that I forgive the loan. And therefore the prosbol of the Chazon Ish wasn't about Lo Yigos, that's Chal the beginning of Shemitah. It was only because of Mishamet Ani. He was just so afraid that he would forget to say that he wrote two prosbols to make sure that he would cover all of his bases. They record as well in a number of svarim. This I saw in the Gilyon Le'inyan Halacha that Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach and Rav Nissen Karelitz and Rav Moshe Feinstein did not write a prosbol Erev Shemitah. Although for Rav Moshe Feinstein, it could be that Rav Moshe never involved himself with money, according to the family. Rav Moshe Feinstein never dealt with money or loans or things like that. So it could be the reason he didn't write a prosbol is because he didn't think it was applicable to him. And it was suggested that we're machmer to write a prosbol Erev Shvius. If we follow this chumrah to write a prosbol Erev Shvius, we're going to come out with a kula. What's going to happen? If I had everybody in shul sit down this week and write a prosbol l'chumrah for the rush, what would happen? What would happen next Shemitah, next year, at the end of this prosbol, end of Shemitah year?
They would steal all the money.
They would steal all the money, but what would people forget to do? They would forget to write the second prosbol. They would forget to write the one that the Shulchan Aruch says you have to do. Nobody says you would just write it now and not write the end of Shemitah and not follow the Shulchan Aruch. The question is, do you write two? Do you write now and later, or do you just wait till later? But if I had everybody in shul sit down and write a prosbol now, then they're going to think, oh, whatever, I did that last year, I don't need one now. And then they're not going to write the right prosbol. They're going to forget. And therefore, some poskim say, better not to do it. And that's how we would probably come out halacha l'maisa. I do not think that's probably a good chumrah, that a person should take upon themselves to go and write a prosbol now. It could lead to kulas. It's not the widespread minag, the Chazon Ish, Rav Moshe Feinstein, Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach, enough to rely on to not write a prosbol as of right now. Since we are Be'erev Rosh Hashanah Shemitah, I just want to make one comment that's not related to this sugya at all, but just a nice idea. There is no bracha on the mitzvah of Shemitah. There's no such bracha. However, there's a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi in Sota, in Perek Zion, according to the reading of the Ridbaz, Ridbaz is a contemporary, from a contemporary commentary on the Yerushalmi, who passed away about 100 years ago. So he seems to say that one should make Havdalah on Motzei Shvius. Meaning, next year, Rosh Hashanah, you should make Havdalah on finishing the mitzvah of Shemitah. The reason this isn't mentioned in the Rambam is because when you make Havdalah on Motzei Rosh Hashanah, you'll just have in mind, you say Hamadon Kodesh Lachol, you'll have in mind next year that it's on the Shemitah year. Based on this Ridbaz, so the Imre Shammai, just a sefer on Chumash and the Moadim, so he writes that one should make Kiddush before the Shnas HaShemitah and say Shachianu. He says when the Shemitah year begins and you say Shachianu, you should have in mind to cover the Shemitah for the coming year. To have in mind that Shachianu v'kiyanu z'man hazeh, to a new year of Shemitah, we made it to this point in time, and to remember to have in mind during Kiddush, and that would be a good thing to do. And many poskim agreed with this as well. In the Halicha Shlomo, they say that Rosh Shlomo Zalman Arbach felt this way, that you should have in mind by the Shechianu to be mekabel on yourself the thanking Hashem for making it to another year of Shemitah. Rav Yashav, the Pnei Menachem of Ger, the Mishnas Yosef, and Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach added that it makes sense that every person should feel and give thanks to Hashem that he merits to see another Shemitah, and that all of the wonderful mitzvahs that come with Shemitah, a person is zocha to be mekayim again. Okay, so we're in Chutz Laretz. I guess you could have in mind a year of Shemitah's Ksaf, I'm not sure exactly, but you could have in mind in some way to be connected to it. In the Sefer Veshav Taaretz, so they say that Rabbi Kivi Yosef Schlesinger was one of the great Hungarian Rabbanu who moved to Yerushalayim. So he would say, Hinni Mochan Mazuman, Lakayim Mitzis Ase Velos Ase Shal Shvias, Vinoa Masa Den Karna Aleno, he would say, well, hold Hinni Mochan beforehand. The problem is, we pass in that Shemitah is the Rabbanu. So whatever, he would say Mitzis Ase, whatever it is. And Rav Sternbach, we quoted this in the beginning of the Shirim, in the Shilos HaNagas and Chelek Hay says, you should be Makabal Bepeh. Mitzvah Shemitah. You say, Hare Ani Mekabal Alav, I'm being Mekabal myself, I'm accepting the Mitzvah Shemitah for this coming year. Okay, so we are in Chutz Laretz, but we can be in spirit with those in Eretz Yisrael who are Borei Koach and fulfilling the Mitzvah Shemitah this coming year.